It felt good. You know, I didn't really have too much pain. I was more fatigued than anything, but it felt good being out there with my teammates again.
I feel like you can provide a lift as a veteran to a team that's been struggling a little bit.
I'm going to try my hardest. I mean, we need something, and whatever I could do to help this team, I'll do it.
Carl, Coach just talked about details, is what he's seen is what's slowing down this offense. What do you see from your perspective?
I agree with that 100%. I don't know if you can emphasize that enough. It's the details, the little things that we're not doing. I don't want to get into specifics, but we really need to fine-tune our craft and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, me included.
Could you sense during training camp that things just weren't clicking on offense, or did you see, you know, a much better team in practice?
You know, we had flashes and sparks of greatness. You know, but we just got to be more consistent. Like, we'll make a play, and everybody like, wow, gosh. But then, you know, next play would be a minus play. So we just got to be more consistent.
How confident is this team in Josh? Obviously, he's been here a couple years. You confident in his
Josh is our guy. We're going to ride and die for Josh. I mean, he's a starter. He's always been a starter. He's the starter. We support him 110%.
A lot of people like to point fingers at the quarterback because it's easy, but it's not just one guy ever.
Absolutely not. I mean, you got to look at the whole team. You got to look at the coaches. You got to look at everybody. So to point your finger at Josh, you might as well point it at me, because I'm just as responsible, if not more, than he is.
This is an important time for leaders like yourself to kind of step up and kind of grab the young guys and keep everyone tight, that you know, they don't start panicking.
You know, I don't think we're in a point where we're panicking. You know, it's a long season. You know, three games, and losing three games is a lot, but you know, if you do it early enough, you can still pull off a 6-7-8 game win streak, and you're back in it. So it's a little too early to be panicking, in my opinion. So I think as a team, no one's really panicking.